Hi friend, I hear you have been going through quite a bit. I want you to understand that nobody can ever downplay the pain, the heartache, the feeling of distress that you feel, be it from a loss, death, heartbreak, betrayal, and many other negative things that we go through as human beings. Now here's the thing. I want you to understand that there are a few efforts, if not many, that you can make towards your healing. Because you know why? We are all interested in your healing more than anything else. And I want you to understand that your healing matters to me more than the amount of pain that you went through. So how have I dealt with pain? I myself have endured loss of a mother. I've endured loss, many losses of loved ones. I've endured heartbreaks as well. So I totally understand you. So here's one or two things that I have done to help me find my healing. Number one, I have accepted the situation that has happened. Not necessarily that I have forgotten or that I don't have relapses, but I have accepted the situation and I have decided to say this is what has happened. Number two, I have never let the discomfort of healing glamorize the reality of my bondage. When I was heartbroken, I realized that I was going to be in bondage for far too long. If I decided to keep thinking about it and not accepting it. So I told myself that I will go through the healing process. I will go through the pain that comes with trying to get myself whole again. And I will get myself better because I know that healing is for a lifetime. And I need to get better, not only for myself, but those around me. I also want you to remember that after pain, you're never the same person. But you need to look forward to whom you are going to be. Never ignore your traumas and brokenness by using alcohol or any other substance or any other thing to numb the pain that you've been through. You need to face your demons by being in touch with your emotions. Lastly, I want you to understand that you need to write down your struggles and all the demons that you face. You're not the first one, and neither will you be the last one. So write them down, tick them off one by one. Then you realize you're making progress towards your healing. Healing is for everyone. Don't stay in a bad place because you're scared of the pain of healing. Healing requires you to work. Did you know that you can bounce back from anything? I also want you to understand that closure is overrated. Some questions just need to go unanswered. All right. Number five, I want you to give your memories context. Loss is an extremely difficult emotion. It's an extremely difficult state of being to process. It may take time, and this time varies from person to person. Feel what you have to feel, but don't allow it to consume you. Our emotions attach us and draw us to things and beings, be it in the past, in the present, or in the future. So here's what you could do. I want you to begin to hope again. Begin to create an image or a vision of you that's healed, that's restored, that's content. You know, I want you to imagine it to a level that you begin to feel it now. Now of how you're going to be like. All right, friend. I want you to feel this way. Because there's no amount of relieving, reimagining, hoping, or dreaming of events and losses of the past that will change the outcome. All that is locked up in a time called the past. Truth is, there is no road that leads you back to the past except the one that your thoughts and memories create. When you open yourself up to the possibilities of what could be, you become conscious and aware of your environment. So, you start to see and notice things, flickers of light that will lead you there. I want you healed. I love you, but God loves you more.